You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Democrats have already condemned Carson's comments, including Democrats Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. Pope Francis is warning humans about the danger.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Blind Spot.
Wait, you got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blind Spot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and I'll watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after the blind auditions on an all-new voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, where else would it be?
The Dallas Cowboys are waiting to see how long quarterback Tony Romo will be out after breaking his left collarbone Sunday in Philadelphia. Romo says he knew right away it was bad.
Yeah, I felt it. You know, just has a little bit of a pop to it, and obviously I'd felt it before, so your body kind of goes into a little bit of shock, and you just have to wait it out for a sec to kind of come back, and then, you go get x-rayed, and it is what it is.
Romo said tests Monday will likely determine how much time he'll miss. He was hurt when he was sacked and slammed to the turf late in the third quarter against the Eagles. X-rays on the shoulder found the collarbone to be broken. Romo later returned to the sidelines with his arm in a sling. The Cowboys are already without top wide receiver Dez Bryant, who is out for at least a month with a broken foot. Some say the gods may be angry about Tony Romo's broken collarbone after another earthquake rattled the old Texas Stadium site. The magnitude 2.7 quake hit yesterday evening shortly before the Cowboys game ended. One person joked on Twitter the earthquake was actually a meteor hitting the Cowboys season. Someone else joked it was the collective groan of Cowboys fans over Tony Romo's injury. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish. Remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Dr. Steven Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic says new research shows a diabetes drug designed to lower blood sugar may also reduce the risk of the most feared complications of diabetes, heart disease, and death from heart disease.
It is a first. No drug. We've had diabetes drugs for 50-odd years. No drug in the past has been able to show an unequivocal reduction in death. This is the first time.
The drug, called empagliflozin, was studied in more than 7,000 people with type 2 diabetes who were at high risk for cardiovascular problems. Participants were randomly assigned to take the drug or a placebo in addition to standard care of diet and exercise. Results show people taking the drug had a 35% reduction of being hospitalized for heart failure, a 32% reduction in premature death overall, and a 38% reduction in the risk of cardiovascular-related death. Dr. Steven Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic says the results of the study were eye-opening.
Whenever we do a clinical trial, the most important outcome is mortality. And the benefit here was very large, was unprecedented, larger than we've seen with virtually any other drugs.
An appeals court is dealing with a blow to the Obama administration's compromise on religious objections to the Obamacare contraception mandate. The compromise allows religiously affiliated nonprofit organizations to opt out of the mandate. The court said that religious employers still feel morally complicit in participating in the accommodation. The ruling sets up a possible showdown in the Supreme Court. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunt, Jim Brea. Come. Riddle for you. What does Lindsey Buckingham and her song Treason, how does that relate to today in history? Well, we'll find out in just a minute. Let's move on over there. Check out what is going on. Today in History from History.com. So the lead story on this day, 1780, and what relates to Lindsey Buckingham's song is, during the American Revolution, American General Benedict Arnold meets with British Major John Andre to discuss handing over West Point to the British in return for the promise of a large sum of money and a high position in the British Army. The plot was to lead was foiled, and Arnold, a former American hero, became synonymous with the word traitor. So it was today that that took place. 1779, during that same time period, the Louisiana governor and Spanish military officer Bernardo de Galvez, with the aid of American troops and militia volunteers, captures the British post and garrison of Baton Rouge, located in what was then British-controlled West Florida. 1949, at the opening of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference in Peking, Mao Zedong announces that the new Chinese government will be under the leadership of the Communist Party of China. In 1983, the mutilated body of 13-year-old paperboy Danny Joe Eberle is found in his hometown of Bellevue, Nebraska. Eberle had been stabbed multiple times, bound with rope, and tortured to death. FBI investigators called in to help to catch that vicious killer found only one clue that could help them. The rope that had been used to tie up the victim was so unusual that the FBI had no records of similar ropes made by any domestic manufacturers. As they began looking into international rope manufacturers, the body of another 12-year-old...
You're listening to HuntedInChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
thoughts on Planned Parenthood coming from Republicans running for the White House.
What I am troubled by are the misleading, inaccurate allegations about them that we heard from Republicans at their debate.
On CBS Face the Nation, the Democratic presidential candidate said the organization provides many other services beyond abortions, and threatening to shut down the government over it would be irresponsible. Meanwhile, the nation's largest Muslim advocacy group wants Ben Carson to drop out of the race. Carson said yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press that Muslims should not be president because Islam is inconsistent with the Constitution. The Council on American Islamic Relations points out that the Constitution states, quote, no religious test should ever be required as a qualification to any office. A new wildfire in Northern California is already deadly. The fire that started in Monterey County on Saturday has destroyed several homes in the Carmel Valley. This is USA Headline News.
Tonight on NBC, their voice returns to the Blind Auditions.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is really one of the most entertaining on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. That's their blind spot.
Wait, you gotta hear what they're saying. Blind spot is the smartest show on television. It's poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and I'll watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after the Blind Auditions on an all-new voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, what else would it be?
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 60% people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has repeated demands from the Obama administration for the president of Syria to step down. USA's John Clemens has more.
After his talks in London with Philip Hammond, the U.K. Foreign Secretary, Mr. Kerry said countries like Russia should use their influence to urge Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and find the solution to this violence?
That violence over the last 5 years has claimed at least 250,000 lives, with an estimated 4 million Syrians forced to flee to neighboring countries. I'm John Clemens.
A teenager says his Apple Watch saved his life. 17-year-old Paul Houle had just finished football practice last week in Marion, Massachusetts, when his Apple Watch told him his heart rate was too high. Houle learned he was so dehydrated his muscles had released a toxic protein into his bloodstream, causing his heart, liver, and kidneys to shut down. This is USA Headline News.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Did you know that kids get about 12% of their calories from fast food? A new report from the National Center for Health Statistics say a third of all U.S. kids eat fast food on any given day. Teenagers are more likely to eat fast food. The report says adolescents between the ages of 12 and 19 got 17% of their calories from fast food in 2010 to 2011. For kids ages 2 to 11, that figure was 9%. Now that children are back in school, it's time to make sure they're seeing properly. Dr. Richard Horn, the optometric director for, to detect if a kid is having trouble seeing in class.
Are they sitting in the back of the room and they're not participating, or they're avoiding things, or are they running up to the front of the class in order to see something, sometimes squinting and sometimes rubbing their eyes?
Dr. Horn says you can detect vision problems in kids out of school as well.
Are they running up to the TV too much? When you walk driving, if you ask them something and they don't see it? And lastly, if you ask a child and the child is reporting that the words on a book are blurry or double or sometimes even moving.
Dr. Horn suggests getting your kids' eyes checked if they have any of these problems. Bushels of Apple users say their devices are crashing when they try to upload the new iOS 9 operating system. Twitter and other social media are lighting up with complaints, people reporting an error message telling them software update failed. People who own their older model iPads and iPhones say their devices lock up on a swipe to upgrade page. So tread lightly in the Apple orchard. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. will work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The cloudy skies and 20% chance of precipitation. Got to be cooler than the last couple of days. Let's see what the weather forecast is for September 21st, 2015. It says partly cloudy skies this morning, become overcast during the afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 73 today. Winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy and slight chance of a rain shower tonight, low 53, winds light and variable, and considerable cloudiness and a high of 76 tomorrow, winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 81. Thursday, sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 81. Partly cloudy skies, a high of 79 for Friday the 25th, and intervals of clouds and sunshine, 76 on Saturday. Temperatures in our area: 55 in Lebanon, 56 in Tewksbury, 55 Alexandria, 55 in Flemington and Raritan, 56 Ringo's, 54 in Kingwood and Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is on Chamber Radio Weather.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible.
Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on dinner, though. You're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're doing 24 hours. Talk to any radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. There it is, little Faith Hill. Her birthday today. It is 10 after 8. It is Monday. Welcome to Monday and welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon. Most of you are getting ready, having your breakfast, and going out to the links over at Copper Hill Country Club. I know. But we'll still get you the information you need. You can listen to us in the golf cart right over there on Hunter Chamber of Commerce Golf Classic. All right, let's get the traffic, find out what's going on Hunter County roads. I know the golf paths are going to be very crowded in just a few minutes as people move on out to their scramble. So let's see what's going on. A couple of alerts came out. Nothing like we dealt with on Saturday. Going to go over that whole Saturday thing in the next hour. So be ready. That was quite a couple of hours there on Route 78. Here is what's going on, though, right now. We start off with 7:05 this morning, East Amwell, Route 202. There's construction in both directions, area of County Route 602, Wurtsville Road, and East Amwell traffic shift until 3 p.m. And at 7:19 this morning, delays on 78 eastbound. What a surprise. It's the 20 County Route 639 in Lebanon due to volume. You get that typical glare thing going on. Might not be happening today, but it happens just about every day going east, going west. Make sure you are prepared with sunglasses and sun visors. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, so what's going on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We'll be talking to Michelle Heide around 8:30. And uh-oh, the markets didn't like what the Fed had to say and reversed direction on Friday. We'll find out if that's going to be the trend for this week as we wrap up the last week of September. Unbelievable. At 8:40, we get Al War on the phone. We're going to talk with Al and find out about businesses and information that he provides as his column in the as an independent columnist in the Hunter County Democrat and on JetNJ.com. At 10 o'clock, we move on to Megan Jones-Holt. It's the Rotary Hour from 10 to 11. She talks about being Rotarian community support and also brings some of her expertise regarding Flemington Bid as the executive director over there. Chef Bill comes in at 11. Bill Kinslow talks about how to do great things in the kitchen. He uses his executive chef skills from Jake's, his teaching of curricula over at the Polytech, and also running the Connections Cafe over there in the second half of the year of the calendar school year. So Chef Bill brings all that recipes, tips, tricks, and advice from the kitchen to you. In the Isles with Sue is on from lunchtime to 1 o'clock. Sue brings your knowledge of her knowledge of healthy foods in the Isles and helps you understand how to cook them so you're eating better and enjoying it more, being more nutritious. 2 to 3 is Mental Health Matters as Larry Cartwright comes on in. And Larry helps people with brain injuries and brain illnesses, and he helps people with that from his expertise working with NAMI of Hunterdon. And then he stays on doing the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, talking with the Hunterdon Medical Center people, places, programs going on at the Medical Center, lots of great things. In fact, there's a number of things going to happen next month. There's always something going on at the Medical Center, but lots of great things going on next month as well. Georgine Trinkle is 4 to 5. She's hot in Hunterdon, and she talks about the latest viewpoints, topics making the headlines in Hunterdon. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, having a special two-hour show. Ruth Ann tells us all about it on her Facebook page. Tomorrow on, or actually today on Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann is going to have a special two-hour show in which performers from the upcoming 2015 Festival in the Borough will be in the studio. Who will be on the show? Be sure to tune in 5 p.m. to find out. So Ruth Ann does a great job having some great guests on, especially musical guests when she does her two-hour show. And she talks with them, learns about their music, and also learns about the insight of how they provide their music. That's the Hunter Chamber.com lineup. It's all there in the Hunter Chamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow, how does love get so awkward? All I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 5x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
All right. Little Cat Stevens this morning to kick off BrownieLock.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Thinking about new week, build a better image week, it's Deaf Awareness Week. It is Constitution Week, it's Hummingbird Celebration Week, International Ambulance Week, Pollution Prevention Week, Prostate Cancer Awareness Week at the Hunter Medical Center on the air today. Maybe they'll talk about that. National Clean Hands Week. Kids are already bun back to school and, wow, they grab any illness you can possibly find. Wash your hands. National Farm and Ranch Safety Health Week. National Indoor Plant Week. National Rehabilitation Awareness Week. National Singles Week. National Dog Week. National Historical Black Colleges and Universities Week. National Keep Kids Creative Week. Remember to Register to Vote Week. Sea Otter Awareness Week. Lots of sea otters in Hunterdon County. It's Tolkien Week. World Reflexology Week. It's Deaf Dog Awareness Week. It's Farm Animal Awareness Week. It's International Women's E-Commerce Days. We'll be talking about e-commerce tomorrow on Tech Today. Moving on to today's, it's World Alzheimer's Day. We got Mental Health Matters today, and we got Boomer's World on Fridays at 11 to help you understand that. An International Day of Peace. Got Cat Stevens helping with that. BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something and get involved.
Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss?
All right, vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Emily Cummins from NJ.com reported on the 18th that NJ woman wins $10,000 in Art of Patron contest. There will be no crying over spilt tequila for this New Jersey woman, beating out hundreds of patron spirits companies. Second annual bottle art competition, 36-year-old Rebecca Stoneback will receive $10,000 for her stunning creation made from recycled glass. Stoneback's submission, La Abeja, Spanish for the bee, is an 18-inch long necklace of 60 glass pieces featuring a tiny bee-shaped bottle filled with tequila. After smashing the bottle, she heated the shards to 950 degrees Fahrenheit in her kiln to process called soaking, then used a special rod to sculpt the melted glass into shape. In 1997, North Hunterdon High School graduate learned her craft from master glass workers at the Venetian island of Murano in Italy. She returned to the U.S. and continued her apprenticeship with glass artists around the country. Creating the necklace took a few weeks, and the hardest part was putting the tequila inside the tiny bee-shaped glass with a very small eyedropper, Stoneback said. This piece is so delicate that Stoneback hand-carried it to the patron offices in Manhattan. Judging an array of pieces like terrariums and guitars, a panel scored submitted art by critiquing creativity, bottle use, and personal essay. Once narrowed down to 10 finalists, the winner was up to voters. On Facebook, voters called Steinbeck's list unique and beautiful, demanding to know how they could buy it. But Stoneback said the necklace is now patrons, and it will likely travel the country at the Art of Patron, Art of Patron events. I didn't catch on that it was tequila and Patron. Stoneback, who runs her studio and company, The Sugar Bee, from her home, plans to use the $10,000 for more glass-blowing equipment. So the Art of Patron. How about that? The pictures are stunning, by the way. So if you can catch this on NJ.com, I highly recommend it. There's about 10 or 15 pictures. Beautiful work, and just gives you some idea of the creativity that's out there. And North Hunterdon product helping us with vitamin C for today. All right, celebrity birthdays.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, 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 oh.
From the old Disc Jockey Almanac for September 21st, 2015. By the way, if you think today's autumn, it's not. It's actually Wednesday. I actually had to look that up because I just kind of felt the 21st would be it, but it's not. So here we go. It's Twilight's Christian Serratos is 25 today. Warehouse 13, Allison's Gagliotti is 25. Victoria's Secret fashion show Clara Alonso is 28. Dancer and actor in Step Up All In Ryan Guzman is 28. From Taken, Maggie Grace is 32. 32nd birthday of Joseph Mazzello from The Social Network. The Simple Life's Nicole Richie is 34. The Girl Next Door, Autumn Reeser, is 35. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, Alexa Palladino is 35. CNN reporter Brianna Keller, 35. Dancer and actor in Step Up to the Streets, Robert Hoffman, 35. From Carts, Bradford Anderson's 36. Royal Pains, Paolo Costanza's 37. Former Oasis lead singer, Liam Gallagher is 42. From Old School, Luke Wilson, 44. Silver Spoon's Alfonso Ribeiro, 44. Rob Benedict from Waiting is 45. Television chef Ann Burrell, 46. Ricky Lake is 47 in Serial Mom. Country music singer Faith Hill, 48 today. Bare Naked Ladies drummer Tyler Stewart, 48. House of Pain, LeVam Davis, 49. Curb Your Enthusiasm's Cheryl Hines is 50. David Winham, actor in 300, is 50 today. Braveheart's Angus McFadden, 52. Numbers, Rob Morrow's 53. The World Is Not Enough, Serena Scott Thomas, 54. 54th birthday of Nancy Travis from Last Man Standing. David James Elliott is 55 from Jag. Full House, David Kohler, 56. Producer, director, screenwriter of No Country for Old Men, Ethan Coen, is 58. Bill Murray is 65 today. Former Eagles lead guitarist Don Felder, 68. Shawshank Redemption, Stephen King. He wrote it. And The Shining, he's 68 today. From Greece, and the author of Fried Green Tomatoes, Fanny Flagg, 71. Producer of CSI, Jerry Bruckheimer, 72. Rowan and Martin's Laughing, Ann Elder is 73. Singer of Patches, Dickie Lee is 74. Television newsman, Bill Curtis is 75. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Leonard Cohen is 81 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonburger.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. News and weather up next.
Today's gone.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Hillary Clinton is upset with attacks on Planned Parenthood coming from Republicans running for the White House.
What I am troubled by are the misleading, inaccurate allegations about them that we heard from Republicans at their debate.
On CBS Face the Nation, the Democratic presidential candidate said the organization provides many other services beyond abortions, and threatening to shut down the government over it would be irresponsible. Meanwhile, the nation's largest Muslim advocacy group wants Ben Carson to drop out of the race. Carson said yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press that a Muslim should not be president because Islam is inconsistent with the Constitution. The Council on American Islamic Relations points out that the Constitution states, quote, no religious test should ever be required as a qualification to any office. A new wildfire in Northern California is already deadly. The fire that started in Monterey County on Saturday has destroyed several homes in the Carmel Valley. This is USA Headline News.
Tonight on NBC, The Voice returns with the blind auditions.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is easily one of the most entertaining things on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. Then it's the premiere of Blind Spot.
Wait, you got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blind Spot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and I'll watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after the blind auditions on an all-new Voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, where else would it be?
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
All right, it's time for 100 Chamber Radio. Weather, it's 57 degrees right now in Flemington. Partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of precipitation. Today is Monday, September 21st. It is not the first day of autumn. That's actually Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies this morning will become overcast during the afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 73. Winds east northeast to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 53. Winds light and variable. Mostly cloudy and 76 for tomorrow. Sunny skies, 81 on Wednesday, the first day of autumn. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 81 on Thursday, the 24th. Partly cloudy skies on Friday, the 25th, with a high of 78. And partly cloudy skies and a high near 75 on Saturday. Temperatures in our area, 55 in Lebanon, 58 in White House Station, 56 in Pittstown, 57 in Ringo's, 56 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, we got Michelle Heide on the phone, and Michelle, you're not on the golf course today, right?
Not on the golf course today. No. I'll be doing the lesson and lunch later, but not playing the full game of golf today.
Okay.
You know, it's a beautiful day. They really lucked out. I'm jealous that they get to be out on the golf course in this beautiful weather.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't see much of a reaction on Thursday from the Fed, but it looks like everybody contemplated that things aren't going so well. On Friday, with the quadruple witching hour, they're big change, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, between the quadruple witching and the feeling that, well, gee, the Fed didn't raise rates, so maybe that means that things aren't as good as we think they are. So the market obviously reacted negatively on Friday. Nobody really wanted to do major long positions going into the weekend, just in case, you know, any other news came out over the weekend. So it's interesting because this morning, the St. Louis Fed President Bullard said he wasn't exactly in agreement with the central bank decision. Again, not that his word was, but anyway, so basically after the futures reacted very positively to that, because he said, hey, you know, we were in a position to raise rates, but they didn't. And he said maybe some of that had to do with their concern of the effects on the emerging markets, the global markets, blah, blah, blah. So, which is always, it's always interesting. So there are more Fed presidents talking this week. So, of course, I'm sure we'll continue to hear mixed reviews. Friday was definitely, people did not take the news as a positive sign. So, of course, now, again, as we talked about, now the speculation begins. Do we see October, November, December, January, blah, blah, blah. So, how did that affect the global markets? Well, actually, Asian markets, the Nikkei and the Hang Seng were both down a little bit. Although, conversely, China's up just under 2%. Their version of the beige book basically said, yes, things did slow down a little bit, but I forget how they quoted it in the media. It was something like they said that global response is somewhat of a divorce from what's actually happening because based on their information, there are no signs of an impending growth collapse. So, you know, they were trying to kind of ease some of the concern that, you know, things are worse than everyone expects. But again, you know, like we've always talked about, you know, you never know who to believe, what to believe when information comes out of China, because even here in the U.S., you know, we tend to make several revisions once we put our data out.
Sure.
Let's see, if we fly over Europe, we've got, big news was that over in Greece, we had Tsipras taking victory in their general election. You know, he will be continuing over there, so we'll see, you know, if they continue on the podcast in terms of the issues they've been having.
I was watching something about that yesterday, and I found it rather confusing. Remember, he actually went on a position to curb austerity, and everybody voted him in, and then he went through the whole rigmarole to convince everybody about that. The EU got shot down, had to accept a third bailout, resigned from his position because he had not really done what he said he was going to do, and now everybody voted him in again.
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, the other guy was the same thing. He was against austerity, but he said we have to still accept austerity. You have no choice.
So, right. Oh, I don't know. So, yeah, always interesting paying attention to what's happening there. And let's see, in corporate news over in Europe, we had British Insurer RSA down by about 20% not pre-market trading anymore, because the markets are open in Europe right now, after Zurich Insurance decided to ditch their takeover bid for that company. So Zurich Insurance is down a little bit, but obviously RSA hit quite a bit more. And then we had Volkswagen. They were down about 20%. They could be fined up to somewhere around $18 billion through the U.S. because they are saying that some of the information regards their diesel misled about their emissions. So they've halted manufacturing diesels that are for sale in the U.S., and there's some sort of an investigation going on to see what's really happening there.
Wow.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
And then here in the U.S., like I said, we had St. Louis Fed President Bullard, talking this morning. At 10 o'clock, we have existing home sales. Other than that, no other major economic data out today. But it does look like, the markets aren't necessarily in for a repeat of what we saw on Friday. Looks like we will be opening at least a little bit higher and see where we go from here.
You know, I just, while you were talking, I came across a headline here by Forbes.
Okay.
They basically are saying that we're in a bear market.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at the chart and saying we had a double peak back in, it looks like around June. And we've been on a downward slide ever since. So I don't know if you guys have been chatting about that or been hearing anything from Ameriprise, an overall analytical trend. But, if that's the case, your style of investing changes, because now it used to be buy the dips. You know, that's what you and Joe were talking about 57 times, right? Now, that would mean sell the rallies, which means, you know, every time the market goes up, you would potentially short the market, or you have to find mutual funds or ETFs that short the market, because a lot of people with their investment portfolio are not allowed to short.
Right.
So you'd have to find an ETF that does that instead. But has there been any talk about that from Ameriprise or you and Joe at the change in trajectory of the markets?
Joe and I have been chatting definitely lately, especially for clients that are retired or that need income or that are in the needing cash on a short-term basis, short-term meaning the next 12 to 18 months, keeping a higher than average amount in liquid accessible cash to cover to cover any short-term continuation. And for some folks, it's also a matter of rather than reinvesting dividends and capital gains, starting to have those pay out in cash again, that type of thing. Ameriprise is still of the mindset that we're not necessarily in a bear market just yet. Not that we're in, not that there's that much more room to go on the upside, but they feel that a lot of what we've been seeing lately is more just short-term. But the expectations from Ameriprise, as well as a lot of the other big companies, the expectations between now and the end of the year are nothing exorbitant, positive, but definitely low single digits.
Sure.
And then next year, again, not really getting much guidance yet, which is, always a little bit suspicious.
Yeah, but
in terms of no one wants to make any calls yet for next year.
Yeah, but how could you with all the different manipulations going on?
Right, exactly. So, we're getting, pulling back a bit and doing some rebalancing and repositioning, which, again, in this type of market environment, it's always interesting because, from a fixed income perspective, unfortunately, things as boring as cash, with the exception of certain types of bond instruments where you don't have the concern that once the Fed raises rates, it's going to drastically affect the portfolios, but you certainly don't want to have necessarily everything in equities. So it's been lots of fun lately.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time.
We'll
go take that lesson, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All
have
right.
a great day.
Hit them straight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice for Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are on Tuesdays and something's about money, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and 100ChamberRadio.com. We'll take a quick break. Get Al Moore on the line. Hang on.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, there's the theme music of the Al Ward, independent columnist of the NJ.com and the Hunter County Democrat. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you very much. We talk with you every Monday about businesses in Hunterdon County. We talked about the SEDS last week, and what do you have for us today?
Well, I was going to concentrate on farms and farming, particularly fruits and vegetable farming.
Okay. Well, it's it's a great
farming goes on all year, but and the fall is a particularly special season when the apples and the pumpkins start shining.
That's right.
In the fields, and I was concentrating on apples and pumpkins, although. Farming goes on all the while. In the spring, we wake up with asparagus and strawberries, greens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, there's a lot of sweet corn and interest in tomatoes.
Yep.
But fall brings on the big crops of apples and pumpkins, which are of great interest to everybody.
Yeah, and we have a tremendous amount of apple orchards in our area. And, talk about the city boy coming to the country, right? I know you grew up on a farm, but you go over to these, like the Mellicks and all the other farms over there, and you realize how many different varieties of apples there really are. It's just fascinating.
Oh, it's fascinating. Big, different, many different. There's one farm that I have found that raises some 60 different varieties of apples.
<It's>
you know, you have trouble looking at the list. But you mentioned Mellick. I talked to John Mellick, and they've already been making cider, he tells me, since
yep.
Labor Day.
Yep.
And at the town farm in Oldwick,
mm-hmm.
which is where the big cider mill is. I mean, when you say big, it's big.
Yeah.
And they ship out cider every day to wholesale markets, and you can also go there and pick up retail. But you'll find Mellick's cider all over the place. In supermarkets and elsewhere, or health food stores or whatever, wherever they sell. But he tells me they have some 20,000 different apple trees.
Amazing.
They only have about 24 different varieties.
Only?
But only.
Only.
But big, there's some 650 acres under production. They do a lot of apples and peaches and nectarines and plums and mm-hmm. other fruits and many, many, many vegetables throughout the spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah. You know, I had learned historically, I don't know if it came from you or somebody else, we were a big peach-producing area here for years.
Big peaches. Back in previous generations, the peach blight came through and wiped
right.
out all the
Right.
But it has come back. They figured out how to deal with that.
Oh, that's great.
So that peaches are still a big production at Mellick as well as in other farms throughout the area.
Yep. Okay. Well, I thought
they also do with the cider. They as I said, they started producing cider in as of Labor Day, and they'll continue picking apples through November.
Neat.
The different varieties and they're. Not only the regular cider, but they're in the process of getting licensed to produce hard cider.
Which, oh, okay.
They hope to be. John Mellick said they hope to be licensed and in production and bottling by the end of the year.
All right.
It's not available yet, but they're in the process of. And I look forward to hard cider.
Me too. I look forward to hard cider. Wow! Now we're getting a different type of program here, Al.
Yeah, yeah. Mellick is suddenly in the alcohol business.
We have a new brewery over in Raritan Township, so yeah, let's rock and roll. All right, we're good.
There you go.
Hard
yeah,
cider,
yeah.
Amazing. Okay,
you can find out all about Mellick on the website, which is mellickstownfarm.com. The main place is in Owe, but there's also a place in Califon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and pick your own apples. You can pick your own pumpkins, mm-hmm. which are already starting, and carry it forward the autumn season. Here.
Yeah, it's kind of fun going to pick the apples. It's you go and grab
yeah.
a box and pick your varieties, and kids get a real kick out of that.
Yeah. Also, you can introduce yourself to different varieties that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Yeah.
Which are locally grown and. Mm-hmm. We import a lot of apples from other places, of course.
Yeah.
Chile is a big producer.
But why? We have them right where we are.
We have them right here, yeah.
Now, does the Califon location have a kind of a retail store like the Oldwick?
Oh, yeah. There's a retail store. It's not as big as Oldwick, which is the main place. But, yes. Okay. And you can go there. I believe the pick-your-own pumpkins are only in California. I'm not really sure of that.
Yeah.
Call the place, call Malix, and find out specific hours and times and places and so forth.
Okay.
But, the pumpkins are already ready, starting to be picked.
All right. Good for them.
There, as you know, there are a lot of farmers markets all over the place. And the Clinton Farmers Market goes on Sunday mornings at the Clinton Fire Company there at the East Main Street, the end of East Main Street. And they offer all kinds of seasonal vegetables and fruits, along with meats and cheeses and honey and all kinds of other stuff you can find at the Clinton Farm Market. But on Sunday, October the 11th, that's about 3 weeks from now, the market, which ends at noon or 1 o'clock, will continue right through the afternoon in an apple and pumpkin harvest festival.
All right.
Which they're going to close New Street and East Main, set up tents and all kinds of food trucks and apple and pumpkin, as well as pie making, crafts. There'll be two bluegrass bands playing, and the kids can get introduced to the live animals that will be on hand, as well, and the adults can check out the wine and beer at this festival. Here we go again.
I don't know what's going on with you today, Al. Come on. All right. Wine.
Fall is the time. the grape harvests are underway, or about to be, or continuing.
Nice. Okay.
And the wineries are in full swing. So
yeah.
Anyway, the apple and pumpkin harvest festival. This is the first time they've held it, and they hope it'll be an annual event. Mm-hmm. But you can bring your painted pumpkins. You can do all kinds of things. Take part in it. On October the 23rd, the Gill is sponsoring a pumpkin festival in Clinton.
Okay.
In the afternoon, starting around 4:30 to 9 p.m. So you can enter your carved pumpkin in a contest, and while you're waiting to see if you're a winner, you can take a horse-drawn hayride around town.
That's going to be around the town of Clinton. They're going to have a horse-drawn hayride. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's on October the 23rd.
Neat.
Which is another pumpkin festival.
Yeah.
There in Clinton. Yeah.
The guild always comes up with unique stuff. I got to hand it to them. They're very innovative folks over there.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And the fall is a good time for apples and pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing this apple and pumpkin on October the 11th, and then the pumpkin festival is on October the 23rd.
Okay. Give you a week.
You can find out more about it. Go to Facebook page for Clinton Guild, and you'll find out all the information.
Okay. Excellent.
Harvey Finkel is the main force behind the Clinton Farmers Market, and you can he runs the Clinton Bookshop, and you can call him and get more information as well on all these events.
I didn't realize that. He does the Clinton Bookshop and the Farmers Market? Wow.
Yeah, well, he's very instrumental and a force behind the market, so he's sort of the go-to person for the Clinton Market.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of things going on at the Clinton Bookshop. I've gone over all the different book signings that he's doing. Nice.
All the time, he has lots of events at the bookshop, sure.
Yep. Cool. Anybody else?
Well, there's a lot more going on. The DeVore Market, of course, goes on every Sunday morning.
Sure.
And you'll find apples and pumpkins and all kinds of seasonal produce at that place, but as well as entertainment.
Right.
The Stangle Factory Farmers Market is an indoor market on Saturdays in the mornings. There's one in Lambertville called Homestead Farm Market, which is an indoor market, and it's open 7 days. It's always open.
Nice.
The Stockton Farm Market is also an indoor market, which is open year-round. Of course, Sargentsville has a farm market, as does Highbridge and Holland Township. So there are farm markets all over the place during the summer and the fall.
Yeah, they cut down. They cut down in the winter, though, right? I remember the Dvorah is only like once a month, right?
Once a month, yeah. During the winter months, yeah. But the indoor markets are open year round. You can
That's
go
great.
There and get all kinds of things. Also, talk to others. Big farming operations that produce a lot of seasonal produce, as well as apples. Phillips Farm, of course, near Milford, there on Church Road, has a big farm stand, and you can still go and pick your own apples and raspberries and blackberries. They're still available in the Phillips Farms. Bonacorsi Farm, which is on Routes 579 outside Quakertown, there has some 60 varieties of apples. They were the ones I mentioned before.
Amazing.
Which it's a self-serve farm stand, but you can pick your own on some days. You have to go to the homepage or Facebook to find out the pick your own days. Tradition Farms in Pattonburg on Route